It's a perfectly beautiful afternoon here. And if you hear voices other than mine or along with mine here today, in a while you'll hear some music, but there's music here. The beautiful chickadees and other different colored birds are here feeding in this spring afternoon. Our days are just full of many gifts. And life is, and they don't come to us randomly. Part of our gathering here is realizing that gifts are given, but they're given because we've been chosen by God. You and I are God's chosen ones. I sit here and not only think, but know these chickadees are as well, and the trees and bushes and hillsides around me here are chosen, formed and shaped by a creator. And you and I bear the image of that loving God and are encouraged to continue to do that because we are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved. There's a richness in our lives, and our time here and these times together are times to listen deeply to that truth, to both allow it to come into us and permeate our very being and allow it to rise up from the being we are, formed and shaped in God's image. There's a clear and beautiful beauty about us, but it gets obscured at times, and loneliness rises up or other divisions or difficulties and creates a certain sense of feelings of alienation. And so this deep notion of being chosen is so rich and powerful in our lives. I've been blessed to be at many weddings and witness couples in their loving moment choose each other and profess their love and service and everlasting care and singular love for one another. I love it when a couple chooses for their wedding a reading that's so dear to me and is in the background of our reflection here today, from St. Paul to the Colossians. Because you are God's chosen ones. I'm reading now from the marriage ritual. Because you are God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with heartfelt mercy, with kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. The reflection continues on, and I don't know if you can hear them in the background. A group of wonderful students are down by our pond, and through this retreat weekend, I think they're sensing that. The theme this weekend has been diversity. And, of course, in the midst of that is not an issue of tolerance, but acceptance of welcome, of the reception of others. Years ago, I shared a weekend retreat with John Michael Talbot, and we haven't been in touch in a long time. He lives in a hermitage and founded one in Arkansas, I believe. Greg, who is part of this ministry with me and produces these, was on retreat with John Michael recently and asked him if we might listen to some of his music here, that we might share his recorded pieces. And so this is an introduction to one that has always moved me. It was one of the earliest ones shared here in our chapel. And I think before our chapel, when we came up and had Mass out in the little prayer porch here in the other house at the mountain. It echoes through the hills, and I invite you and I to let it echo in our hearts. The reading is from Colossians, chapter 3, verse 12 and following. You may want to go there and find it and reflect on it. You may want to just take time with the music that we'll be hearing in a moment. Let it deeply move into your life. As now and other times, we'll be blessed to share some of John Michael Talbot's music here. For me, his music and his way of playing it have always been deeply prayerful, calling us into the quiet and the peace that we enjoy here together in these podcasts. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us listen to this song sung to us and singing in us for one another. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, because you are, my dear friends, God's chosen ones.
Because you are chosen, called to be holy, because you are the Lord's beloved. You must clothe yourself with kindness, with heartfelt mercy.